Mr. Cohen, 9-1. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm well, and I hope you are, too.
I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks. That's good.
You got the SEC running all right?
I think so, sir.
Is it quiet and easy?
Yes, sir. We've got a lot of things under the table. A few things might come out in the next few months, but I think we're doing it in a way that keeps things, as you suggest, quiet and peaceable, but moving.
That's good. Would you have any, would you give any thought to taking on another difficult job?
Oh, this is the last thing. Sir, I always listen to the president.
I want to give you, we've got an administration that needs to operate pretty good. Now, I want to give serious thought to asking you. I haven't made up my mind, and I don't want to do anything impulsively. I haven't mentioned it to a man in America, not a human being. But I think you pretty well organized that thing, got it going, good shape. And I would like to seriously consider asking you to take over the regulation of the utilities, and gas, and power, and everything over to the Power Commission as chairman of that thing. See if you couldn't do it the same way you've done the SEC. It seems to me that you have enough background and experience. And you've got good judgment. And you have the confidence of the president, and you could become the ideal regulator of this century. And I want to give serious thought to it.
President, I will. But I must say to you that while I'm terribly flattered and pleased that you think of me, I really am not quite that skilled in this area.
Well, you're skilled in being honest and having good judgment and being a good American, and the president believes in you, and he never has to bother with what you're doing. And this is a difficult job, and one that that has to be done right without fear or favor, as your judgment dictates, and with some experience. Now, I want you to look over all the Association of Utility People and all the regulatory organizations there are in this country, and I want you to give me a name, list of 4 or 5 that are probably in their 50s, that have had some experience in regulatory work, that are for the people, that are for the consumers, that are pro-America, that are not Soviet, don't believe in confiscating, but believe in regulating and believe in making people live by the laws of the land, and can do it without spitting in their face or raping their wife. Can be firm and can be judicious. Give me a list of about 5 from various states. They cannot come from Texas or Oklahoma or Louisiana. They oughtn't to come from with anybody that's been tied in with the oil company or a gas company or a utility company or even an REA. And you get me 5 names in the next 3 or 4 days from these regulatory commissions of the states that have good reputations, a man of judiciousness. Don't do anything else. If you have to travel, do it. If you have to call in the executive secretaries or the regulators without letting them know what you're doing, act like you're selecting an SEC commissioner or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to be my personal talent scout in that area. Now, if I can't get one better than you, I'm not going through with Vietnam on my hands. And with all the problems that I have in the Dominican Republic and the rest of the thing, I'm not going through a campaign of saying that I haven't got the best experienced man. I'll have to find out somebody to take hold of that job over there for you, and you go over here and get this one going right, organize it right, and these boys will do what you want them to, and you can pull them together. But I'm not going to have the public confidence shaken, and if you can't get me somebody better, I'm going to draft you just like I would Vietnam. So
I'm honored and I'm flattered, and I'll do just as you say.
Well, the President of the United States has got to have people who will serve their country, and you've done an exceptional job, and if you can get a better one, I'll let you stay there. But it seems to me that history's written, it would be a nice thing to say that you'd organized the SEC, you put it up, you had not a hint of scandal, you had perfect organization, you had the confidence of everybody. And when they had the same problem, Power Commission, with all the millions and millions, you did that. And I think that you'd have the respect of the whole nation, of all the industries, and you could write your own ticket to when you got out. But I think that as long as I'm here, I want you, and that's what I want you to do. Now, I'll take your man if you can get me one as good as you, or if you can't, you figure out who can carry on your job. And you go over there till you get it going, until you find somebody over there that can do it. Then I'll move you to something else that's more important.
Sir, I must say I'm terribly honored and flattered, and I'll get busy on this immediately.
Right. You deserve it. Call me in the next 3 or 4 days.
Thank you, sir. Bye.